SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in Australia, a camping trip is a fantastic way to do so. Camping allows you to relax, reconnect with nature, and take a break from screens and your daily routine.
Trying to choose somewhere where it reduces the complexity of what you need to take, perhaps all the way down to just a tent, mattress, and sleeping bag, and a torch.
This is Australia Explained podcast, and I'm your host, Maram Ismail. This episode will help you ensure your camping trip in Australia is both comfortable and memorable. From the coast to the outback, camping is an easy and affordable way to escape routine and experience Australia's natural beauty. Planning well means knowing what gear you'll need, where you're going, and what conditions to expect. Hiker and photographer Mark Pybus is a regular camper who says the appeal is simple.
So we're very lucky in Australia to be blessed with some amazing natural landscapes, and most of them are relatively accessible from our major city centres. And camping's just a great way with the stresses and distractions of modern day life.
John Burrell, owner of Tent World, says camping helps him disconnect and focus on what matters.
I enjoy it because it forces me to change my habits. I'm, like everyone, a bit addicted to my phone and the internet and the conveniences of modern life. And so, yeah. Going camping allows me to really force myself to take a step back and spend more time with the kids and the wife and generally just enjoy the outdoors.
Queensland National Park Ranger Aaron Atkinson agrees that camping offers close-up wildlife encounters and affordable holidays.
So interactions with native wildlife is also what makes camping in Australia so great. Whether it's the birds, the terrestrial animals like native marsupials, kangaroos or reptiles, or our abundant marine life. Camping in national parks is actually quite budget friendly, so it's available for everyone in society to enjoy.
Mark says good preparation is the key to a great trip.
The best way to ruin a camping trip is to not do any research about where you're going. So finding out if a campsite needs bookings, for example, what the busy times of the year might be if you don't like crowds, what the weather's going to be like is a major factor. You don't want to be stuck in the cold or the rain.
If you prefer quiet time away from crowds, avoid school holidays and plan your travel carefully, Aaron says.
Do you need a four-wheel drive to access a camping area? Can you take pets into the area? You should check the weather forecast, the tides if you're going on the beach, and always ensure you have your camping and vehicle permit before you travel to an area. You don't want to get to an area and it's booked out and you've traveled all that way.
When it comes to camping gear, John suggests starting simple for your first trip.
Trying to choose somewhere where it reduces the complexity of what you need to take, perhaps all the way down to just a tent, mattress and sleeping bag and a torch. That way you can experiment with that, enjoy eating out at maybe the local pub, and then for the next trip you can step up and start packing food and the equipment that you need for food preparation as well.
And always pack for the weather.
The temperature is obviously a big one. Making sure that you've got clothing that's suitable and sleeping bags that are suitable for the temperatures that you can experience overnight. Definitely a lot of first-time campers are shocked by how cold it can get overnight.
Remember, you don't need everything, just the essentials.
Water, tent, sleeping bag, mattress, and a torch. And beyond that, it's trip-dependent, where you're going, what food you need to eat, what you're planning on doing.
For experienced campers like Mark, his advice is to make sure you get a good night's sleep.
The main thing that people come away with from a bad camping experience is mainly sleep. So if you're driving to the campsite, you might have a lot of space in the car. So take extra blankets. Your own pillow from home is a good one. And investing in a good quality air mattress or swag definitely goes a long way to having the best equipment.
Don't forget insect repellent, sunscreen, a first aid kit, and any activity-specific gear like fishing rods or games. If you prefer more comfort, John says camping gear tech has come a long way.
Even in the last 10 years, the level of comfort that you can access and the technology that you can access has really exploded. You can take induction stoves now camping if you want to. You can take a fridge, air conditioning. It starts to become limited by the physical space of your vehicle or your backpack and how much you want to spend.
It's a good idea to step up and test your gear at home first, so you know how everything works. Erin says choose your spot carefully before you set up your tent.
Consider where you're positioning your tent before you set it up. Is it a flat surface? Will it get flooded if it rains? Am I setting up the tent too close to the road? Or am I setting up under a tree with branches that could fall on the tent?
Equally important is to be a considerate camper. Respect others and follow local rules, Erin adds.
Keep your noise levels to a minimum, especially after dark and in the early hours of the morning. And when you're setting up your tent, give people as much space as possible and don't spread your camping footprint out too far. And always adhere to the campground rules.
When camping, don't litter or damage native vegetation and take your rubbish home.
Try to leave no trace. Pack up everything that you bring in and leave the campsite in the same or even a better condition than you found it. In national parks, everything is protected, so you can actually receive a fine if you damage a plant or disturb a protected area.
If you use a generator, John says, be mindful of the noise it makes.
A lot of national parks won't let you take generators, but if you are allowed to take them, it's generally recommended to turn them off by 7 o'clock. Similarly with loud music, and that's taking into consideration young families that are probably trying to get their children to bed.
Mark agrees. Courtesy and care make the experience better for everyone. He also warns to be careful when lighting campfires.
And especially in Australia, this is a big one, is lighting fires outside of the designated times of the year, because obviously the chance of bushfires increases quite a lot over the summer.
Only light campfires in approved areas and make sure they're entirely out before leaving. To find out more about camping in a particular area, research the local area online before you set off, check the weather, and visit the official websites of the campsite and the national park you're visiting. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Phil Tutsak and hosted, mixed and sound designed by me, Maram Ismail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.